I'm probably going to buy the iPhone 18 Pro, but I haven't decided yet. You also may well not care what phone I'm going to get. But there's almost zero chance I'm going to get the iPhone Duo. I said that during a recording of the podcast today, and a listener wrote to me directly and was like, somebody was listening live when we recorded, and was like, hey, you could get the Duo for less than $2,000 because you have friends at Apple. You can get a discount of X. And I was like, well, that's interesting, but I just don't want the Duo. The only reason I do want a Duo is for the app testing on it. The fact that I have to redesign my apps to not look like crap on the Duo is very frustrating to me. So I got to do that at some point. But anyway, I don't think I'm going to get a Duo even for that purpose, because buying a $2,000 phone or a $1,700 phone so that I can do app testing, that's a tall order. Anyway, I have no idea what this episode is going to be about, so let's find out after this.
Your Daily Lex.
Oh, here's one thing it can be about. Yesterday, before the Apple event, I needed an app, and I created that app, and I released that app right after the Apple event, and it just made me laugh to release something so soon to all that Apple noise. I was going to say Apple News noise, but Apple noise also works. But anyway, I mean, I work with all these different time zones. I've got, my parents live in Tucson, Arizona, which doesn't do daylight savings. I have clients in Israel and the UK and Spain. I've got coworkers or colleagues and clients in the West Coast, in Chicago. Like, I got people all over, and I know some of the time zones by heart, but other times it's annoying or confusing, and I'm constantly either asking my Echo or my phone or DuckDuckGo, what time is it in city name? I was like, this is stupid. And I looked at some apps. In fact, Jason Snell had talked about one on six colors. That just wasn't for me. First I tried it out and I was like, no, this does not do what I want. So I created one, which I called, Time to Go, which I thought was pretty cute because, you know, it's quick to go. Anyway, Time to Go. It's available for free at lexfriedman.com/time. But it's, it puts all the time zones I care about in my menu bar, and I can give them all a custom emoji or a custim label. So like, Tucson, I've got a cactus. I know the singulars. Tucson has a cactus as its a little emoji. My home time zone, has a little, house icon. Chicago has a hot dog, because why not? Israel has his flag. Anyway, it's been super helpful for me already. Like, I know right now as I'm recording, it's 3:53 p.m. here, but it's 12:53 in Tucson, and it's 10:53 p.m. in Israel. Go to bed, Israel. So, yeah, there's that. Hey, speaking of bed, that's another topic I can talk about. Anyway, that app again, it's free, and it's at lexfriedman.com/time. I had talked a few months back about being tired too much, and I had a couple listeners reach out saying, I'm not tired all the time, and I'm older than you. Like, something might be wrong. Maybe something is wrong. I don't know. I am seeing a doctor soon-ish, so that I can get a in-home sleep study. And I am seeing a doctor later for an outside-the-home sleep study, ideally, if the doctor agrees that I need one. Here's my concern. I'm not tired all the time. I'm not narcoleptic. I am not unable to fall asleep. I am not an insomniac, in other words. I fall asleep when I go to bed, and I sleep reasonably well through the night. I just wake up much earlier than I like. And the reason I care about all this, and the reason I'm talking about it, the reason I mentioned narcolepsy, is because I have been having a problem. When I first started having this problem a couple years back is when I got prescribed the hydroxyzine, the pill that I took that helps you stay asleep. It's basically an antihistamine. And it did a decent job of helping me stay asleep, but it also is linked with increasing incidences of Alzheimer's. So I've stopped taking it. But anyway, the problem that triggered it, and the problem that's back now because I've stopped taking it 98% of the time, is sometimes when I'm driving for a longer distance, I get sleepy behind the wheel. That's not good. I get a little bit emotional about it. Hence the pause. I'm not excited about it. I don't want to not be able to drive, and I don't know what the solution is. I have one thought that maybe they're going to prescribe me some kind of baby/short-term acting Adderall. And maybe that's not a thing that exists. But I get in the car to drive like more than 10, 15 minutes, which is not that long. And I start to get real dozy. And I do not want to fall asleep behind the wheel of a moving vehicle for reasons you can probably infer. No, you can definitely infer them. And people are like, well, are you safe driving your kids? I do much better when there's somebody else in the car to talk to. Podcasts aren't working. Telephone calls can help a little bit, but podcasts and music don't work to fight that off, to fight off the sleepiness. So it's pretty scary. I don't like it. I'm getting sleepy behind the wheel. So right now, Lauren has to drive. If the kids need to pick up late at night, she's the default one where it was always me. And I don't mind it being me. I love driving, but I don't love falling asleep while driving. So anyway, that's my story. That's my struggle. If you have experience with this, feel free to let me know. I don't seem to get it the same way when I'm the passenger, so I don't know what the hell is going on at all. Frustrating. Anyway, that's my story. I hope you're having a great Thursday. What phone are you buying? I don't know. Tell me by shouting into the void. Goodbye.
Lex.